All right, let's talk Christmas lights for a few minutes. And I've got enough time to do this. And we will, again, put some of these links up for some of the different things that I'm talking about. So, some tips on lights. And this is something that most don't know exist because they've never, probably just never have looked or never have done the commercial end of things, maybe is the best way to say that. So one of the things that is now made, and it's been a huge advantage, especially since the advent of LED lights. Now, to start with, if you're decorating your house for Christmas and you've done it for years and you're using any kind of the old incandescent lights, I will just tell you right now, for the cost of the electricity to run those versus changing out, if you've got the like the C9 bulbs, you can actually change those over to LED bulbs. Don't have to change your string. You could do the same colors you currently have now. But my suggestion would be to, you know, trash the incandescent bulbs and go ahead and put LEDs in. And there's a couple of reasons why. One, you'll save money on the electric bill end of things. Two, they last way longer. You know, your chance of actually having to go out and change one is nil. They just typically don't go bad. They will occasionally, but not very often. And they last for years and years. Lastly, they don't fade like the other ones do as well, because typically it's sort of an embedded glass where it's not just painted like the old Christmas lights used to be. So if they get, you know, scraped on the roof, or, you know, you're dragging them over and they happen to, you know, hit a brick, or they, you know, they're on the sidewalk or whatever, they'll scratch. The LEDs won't do that. And then lastly, you really, and I know some electricians may argue with me on this, but you really don't need to run any kind of a little fuse like you used to, because the reality is you can look at, you can do the math, and there's very, very few homes that are large enough to not string all of them together on one string, one outlet, as far as LED goes. You could never do that with incandescents. You would blow a fuse, blow a circuit, the draw, you know, the draw on that circuit was just far too high with LEDs. I think my son and I did the math the other day, and again, very, very, very few homes are going to be large enough on the house itself to not run everything off of one plug or a couple max. Used to be you really had to lay things out and have a plan as to, you know, what strings were going to go where and where did you put your main fuse. And in some cases, you had to up the main fuse on the first fuse and then step them down from there. Otherwise, they'd keep blowing the main fuse out. You don't need to do that any longer. And there's a tip on actually running these. And that is to, you can do it one of two ways. You can either buy pre-bulbed strings. Maybe I don't know if I'm using the right terminology, but in other words, you can buy strings that already have bulbs in them. And you can buy them at a lot of different places. Online, Home Depot, Lowe's, the big box stores, Walmart, wherever. You can also, commercially online, Amazon, etc., buy just the string, and sometimes you can buy a spool of string and then just buy the bulbs accordingly. And that's probably a little bit more expensive way to do it, but they're typically going to be a heavier set of lights when it's all said and done, because it's a commercial grade more so than it is what I would call the cheap homeowner grade. Now, some of you are going to say, okay, well, that's all fine and dandy. How do I get all these plugged in and, you know, lay all that out? Well, what's really cool and what's really changed in recent years is they now make plugs specifically for Christmas lights. These are two-wire plugs, so, you know, two-prong plugs, just like you would find anywhere on most standard extension cords even. Not a grounded cord, but just a two-plug cord. And again, we're just running LED lights off of this. They now have the ability to where you can put your own end on, and it's not the old type of an end where you're having to screw down terminals and, you know, you'll cut the cord and, you know, strip it back and do all that nonsense. That's not the way they work anymore. The new female male ends, and it's interesting we still call them that. There's no such thing as a transgender plug, by the way. It's either male or female. Charlie's laughing at me, but isn't it interesting how we use some of that terminology and it just never can change because it is what it is? You can't take a male plug and turn it into female and vice versa. They just are what they are. Kind of funny how that is. Anyways, I digressed. These plugs are like, think of in the automotive side, and some of you may kind of relate to this, but the Scotch locks on the automotive side, it's similar to what these plugs are doing at the end of each cord. Or the other thing that's nice about these is you can even add a plug to the middle of a cord. So let's say, for example, you're running a string of lights and you're going all the way around the house, but there's an eave you want to also light up. Well, in the past, you've had to go out, go get a whole other set of lights, string it, run an extension cord or whatever to get that particular area lit. No longer do you need to do that. You can literally now cut the, you know, not cut, but in this case, you'd have a string that would go up and over the top of the eave. You literally now can add a female end right in the middle of your other string, put it in place, and it's very easy to do. You can typically do it with your fingers or a pair of pliers. I mean, they're very, very easy to put on. That then supplies power to that string that would go up and over the eave, and you're not running a bunch of extra cords. And then, of course, in the future, mark where that particular string is, and you'd have it in the exact same space next year. Now, on the same token, if something happens and you don't get them marked and you take it down, these plugs are changeable. Now, they are penetrating the wire with two little holes, if you would, much like what a Scotch lock would do. So you have penetrated the insulation when you put one of these on and take it off. But if you ever had to move one, it's not a big deal to pull it off, move it, tape that little section up with a, you know, 3-inch, you know, piece of black electrical tape or green electrical tape, whatever you want to use, and then off you go. Point being, these ends for Christmas lights have made stringing Christmas lights 1,000 times easier than it ever was before, because the planning of where you're going to put things doesn't matter anymore. Put your lights up, figure out where you want to plug things in, use these connectors I'm talking about. And by the way, there's a 30-piece set. We'll put the link up, as I was saying earlier. This is on Amazon. A 30-piece set, so 15 male, 15 female, $24.99. So you can literally, for $25, have 30 ends. In this case, you can make 15 either extension cords or whatever else you want to do with this. Now, the other thing that I would recommend is they make, and we'll have a link to this as well, you can buy a spool of Christmas wire. It's green, 2-strand wire. Or you can buy it in like 100-foot chunks. So let's say you want to make a short extension cord and you really don't need to use the big electrical, you know, orange cords that, or the green cords even that you go find at Home Depot and so on. Just buy a length of this cord, and for pennies on the dollar, you can make an extension cord to run your Christmas lights that otherwise you'd be spending money on extension cords. And the nice thing about this is you can make them exactly the length you want them. You don't need to, you know, have, you know, if you, let's say that you've got a, you know, 30-foot run, but you have a 25-foot cord. Well, now you got to go out and buy a 50-foot cord just to have that extra 5 feet. Not in the case I'm talking about. You just string out this cord, put a male end on one end, a female end on the other, and plug things in, and off you go. The other nice thing about this particular wire I'm talking about is if you need to go across a sidewalk, for example, you could literally lay this 2-strand wire in the crack of the sidewalk, take some, you know, Gorilla duct tape or something and tape over the top of that so it's never a trip hazard and it'll stay down, you know, all winter long. And now you've run across a sidewalk with this wire and it's really nice and nifty and easy and so on. All right, we got a call coming in. I'll take a break. I can talk more about that here in a moment, so don't go anywhere. Fix It Radio, KLZ 560. All right, we are back. Jeff in Western Montana. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, good. Real quick, my grandfather was, I've inherited a sense of thrift from him. Folks might call me cheap, but my grandmother used to stay at paint him to flush a toilet. So I, based on the first comments on the water detectors,
yes.
Those, even for folks who don't want to have a connected system, you can buy just the water sensors.
True.
For like 5 in a pack for, true, I don't know, $20 or something.
Very true.
And if you just set those down, I mean, they won't notify you when you're gone, but even if you're sitting around the house,
they'll go off. Yeah, exactly.
And you'll know about it. We have those scattered. I have one by the washer and one down by the water softener, and so I know when something's happening.
Yeah, and for me, you know, the cabin I've got, I did that. And yeah, and I want them to be connected, Jeff, because I'm not there. I can't see here. So I want that remote sensing, which they work fabulous for that.
Right. And second of all, a couple of years ago, I started to repurpose old Christmas tree strings. I found that I could take off the ball portion, but there was a significant length of string there that I could still use.
Yep.
I just basically soldered the two pieces together. I could make my own extension cords,
yep,
and they were of a fair length, and I just they just blend right in. They're the same green and everything. So
by the way, these little packs that I was just telling you a moment ago, for the amount of time it takes to even solder things together, all you do is, these are like a Scotch lock. You put these things on the end. And the nice thing about those too, Jeff, is I can't tell you how many times I've had to change things around, or you remove an end and change it on another cord or whatever. The reality is it's indefinite as to how many times you use these things.
Right.
They work great. I mean, to your point, you can take old things along those lines and repurpose them and just put these ends on it, which, as I just said a moment ago, $24 for 30, so it's 15 each. So you basically can make 15 cords out of that if you want. Or what I also learned, though, for everybody listening, you use a lot more female than you do male ends when you're doing these things, by the way. I wish they'd parse this out differently, Jeff. In other words, I wish you could buy, like, in this pack, it's 15, 15. I wish it was 10 and 20, because you use a lot more females than you do males.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think just when you're – well, because here's the deal. When you buy a string of Christmas lights, it typically already has an end on it. So when you're making connecting cords to it, you're going to use a lot more female than male, because most of the cords already have a male end on them.
Okay.
That's what I found.
I had not thought about that. And I just offered the extension cord thing for folks who are cheap and don't want to get rid of their existing.
Oh, I repurpose stuff like that, Jeff. And I use these little clip-on ends, you know, constantly. And the nice thing about these, where you're doing Christmas lights and it's all the green cord and everything blends and so on, yeah, you're not going out and running these heavy, you know, either buying the green Christmas cords that, you know, a lot of the big box stores sell, or the orange cords or whatever. I mean, in this case, you just make up what you want and off you go. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah, and something I just did too, I put an outside outlet in, but I ran it off an inside outlet. I just basically found out where the closest inside one, and then on the opposite side of the wall, I put it up and ran,
good idea,
you know, 2-3 feet.
Good idea.
And you can run all the way up to the eave. So if anybody who's out there and you want to have a outlet under your eave or near your eave, but that was not done when you were building, there's a
good idea.
That's a way to do it, to so you can have what you need right where you need it, and it's really cheap. I mean, you're probably doing it for less than $20 if you're doing it yourself.
Great idea. No, and by the way, for those of you listening, if you are building a house, or you've even got an electrician, or you're thinking of adding something, Jeff, I will tell you that, you know, the house I have now, when the guy did all of the remodeling and everything, he was very wise and did all of those eave lights, and the eave outlets, I should say. Best thing ever, by the way.
Yep.
Best thing ever. So if you're ever doing any remodeling, or even, Jeff, I would even go as far as to say you're re-roofing or putting soffits in or doing whatever, get an electrician to come out, or if you're handy yourself and you can run a couple of eave outlets in there, go ahead and do it.
And it's not just for Christmas lights.
Oh, lots of stuff.
I have a couple of gutters.
That's right.
Gutters that run under the deck.
There you go.
And the sunlight never gets to them, and they freeze up in the winter. I had
a problem
last winter with water overflowing as it came off the roof, because the eave gutter, the under deck portion of the gutter drain was frozen. So I ran a cord down there this summer, and but I needed a place to plug it in. That's why I did this outlet, but it's also good for Christmas lights. So two birds with one stone.
That's awesome. So, no, good job. Good job. Jeff, appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for the call. I'll